I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Manufacturers frequently send out recall notices for defective products, from cars to alarm clocks. But how much attention do you pay to all those consumer alerts? A new study from Consumer Reports says most people do not pay much attention at all. And that's despite the fact that the number of product recalls is way up. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, what does Consumer Reports say about this problem, and why aren't people responding and turning in their defective products?
Consumer Reports says last year recalls of products were up nearly 24% over 1991. That's more than 5,000 product recalls just last year. And it says this year is actually on record pace to beat last year. And in 2002, one out of every 11 cars on the road, 19 million vehicles faced some sort of recall. But as you pointed out, people aren't paying attention to those recalls, whether they're bad car parts or bad food or what have you. Almost a third of all vehicles, more than half of defective toys and clothing, and even more child car seats are never returned or repaired after they've been recalled. As to why, lots of different reasons. Sometimes they don't hear about a recall. Sometimes manufacturers aren't able to track customers down. And sometimes customers simply ignore recall warnings for whatever reason.
Well, maybe there are just so many out there, they just think that they're not that important.
Yeah, it absolutely could be. As you know, 5,000, that's a lot to sift through.
So how are they supposed to work? Are you supposed to turn in your defective product and get some money back?
Well, that's usually how it works, and there are lots of consumer protection laws out there that require manufacturers and retailers and just about everybody else on the product distribution chain to notify the proper government agency if they find that something's wrong with their product. It could be the Food and Drug Administration or the National Transportation Safety Board. But Consumer Reports found that customers, those of us who buy the product in the first place, are actually the ones who act as whistleblowers in the majority of these cases. And sometimes it can take months to get a recall out to the public because some companies balk at the expense and, of course, the bad PR of saying there's something wrong with their product.
So what does Consumer Reports say that people should do?
First, realize that a lot of the responsibility for knowing about these recalls is currently resting on you. The information probably isn't going to fall in your lap unless it's a really big recall, say, that generates national media headlines. They suggest that people use the government's recall website, and that's www.recalls.gov, to find the latest product problems, and you can also report problems yourself at that website. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into the reemergence of Iraq's tourist industry.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.